It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks, and welcome to our Saturday show, Fairbanks Foodies. On Fairbanks Foodies, we look at menus you can create, beverages to have, restaurants to try, different parts of food, family, friends that you can enjoy all together. And that's what we look at doing here. This is our sixth year of doing Fairbanks Foodies. We're having a great time. Hopefully, you enjoy the show. This is a pre-recorded show. We're in November. Already. In fact, we're past halfway through November, and we're getting into Thanksgiving, which is this coming Thursday. So what I have in here is I have with me Emily Dove. How you doing, Emily?
I'm doing all right.
Speaking to the mic.
Oh, into it. Okay.
There you go. And we have Rob Hicks. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing okay, David. How yourself?
Doing well. We have Thanksgiving coming up, and last night I provided a meal. Again, this is a pre-recorded show, and last night I did what an alternative Thanksgiving meal could be, and that was a beef Wellington. Emily, what do you think?
Oh, it was amazing. It was fun watching you make it. I think that's the best part.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. You got to witness greatness.
For sure.
And some follies. And Rob got to dine on not an endangered species, but a wonderful, well-made beef Wellington.
Delicious. Delicious.
And the fun part about a beef Wellington is the process. It's not an easy process. I took the beef, the whole beef portion there, and I carved out the Chateaubriand, and that was fun, and then crafted it from there, and it was just so soft.
Oh yeah, it was very soft.
Yeah. Now, Rob, what are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving? This, we're going to give people Thanksgiving thoughts.
Hopefully my nephew is going to be here in time, because he's in the Air Force, and he's been in Japan and Korea for the last 8 years, and he's moving to Allison. And he's supposed to be here on the 18th, so hopefully, and he told me flat out, he hasn't had a Thanksgiving dinner in probably, you know, 6-8 years. So I'm going to make a full-blown Thanksgiving dinner.
We were sort of laughing about that last night. We're talking about, you know, how we probably had to have Kentucky Fried Chicken over there to get close to a Thanksgiving dinner, you know, for the turkey. Emily, you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Do what you got to do.
True. Now, how are you going to cook your, what are you going to have as an entree? Because Emily and I will probably be up at your house, and we're going to be critical now.
I'm going to go, you know, with turkey, and I might.
How are you cooking the turkey? You smoking it?
I want to.
You better.
We'll see how cold it is.
No, don't hand me that crap. Come on, global warming. Don't hand me that crap.
No, I really do want to smoke it. I know my nephew loves smoked food.
When was the last time he's been in Japan? How long?
Well, he was in Japan, I think, for 4 years, and I think he's been in Korea, South Korea, for the last 4 years.
So he probably hasn't had any smoked meats like that.
No, my brother, his dad, he likes to smoke meat, and he's come home a couple times. I'm sure he got some smoked meat then, but he told me he hasn't had a real Thanksgiving dinner for forever. So I'm going to go, turkey, and I'll probably buy a small ham and, all the fixings.
So basically, this show airs on the 22nd, which gives everyone 5-6 shopping days to go do what you're going to do. Now, on the 7th of November, Tommy G's, they were out of their ham. Mm. They were out of their ham.
Yeah, I saw that.
So by today's date, they're out. You know, don't try and get a turkey from them or a prime rib. So get over to Fred Meyer's or Wally World today.
Costco,
wherever it is, and get a turkey and put it in your refrigerator. You need 3 to 4 days to thaw that thing out.
Yep. I was at Costco the other day, and they had plenty of hams. I didn't see any turkeys, but I wasn't really looking, so I could have missed them.
I've got to go over to Fred Meyer's today for some ingredients. I'm going to start seeing if they have their turkeys out because it, you know, we go through so many turkeys on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah. But that's why we're given alternatives, you know. Or, you know, how about a, like I did, a Chateaubriand that I carved out of the beef and made a wonderful beef Wellington out of it. But you can do a wonderful prime rib.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Emily?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Hint to Rob.
I'm game for just about
hint to Rob. But since
as long
he has,
don't have to cook it.
Yeah, since your nephew is coming up here, is he with the military?
Air Force.
That's the military.
Well, yeah. Okay. I gave you the correct, you know.
Oh, I'm corrected now, am I?
He would want everybody to know that he's in the Air Force. He's like a. What do they call them? They don't call them sergeants in the
airmen?
Air Force. He's not an airman. He's next up from that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe it's a staff sergeant. I don't know. He's got a whole crew of guys. They work on F-16s.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have a correction for Tommy G's.
Certainly.
Because I've never seen the thing on Facebook. Is he actually has smoked turkeys. Okay, he has smoked turkeys.
He does.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
You got to speak into the mic more. That mic is being deficient.
Oh.
There you go.
Is that good?
Yeah, you're coming out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, so Tommy G's has smoked turkeys.
Ah.
Yeah. So.
You looked that up on.
Yeah, I looked it up because I remember seeing they still had some things left. So I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm going to smoke my turkey if I have smoked turkey.
Now.
That's awesome.
We're going to come up. We're going to come up about 11:45. Why are we coming up at 11:45?
Football.
The Dallas game starts at 12:30. That's
oh,
right.
Boo.
Oh.
Good. I'll be out smoking the turkey at that point.
There you go. The first game is, who does Detroit play in the first game?
You know, I haven't even looked.
It doesn't matter, does it?
No,
it doesn't
matter.
Who plays in the third game? Some AFC chunk.
I thought I saw that the Bears were playing that third game, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't have my phone with me to look it up.
Oh. Okay. So what sort of sides are you thinking?
I'll probably go with the green bean casserole type thing. And I'm definitely going to go with mashed potatoes and lots of gravy sure.
How's your new oven working?
Oh, I love it. I don't like the glass top as much as I like the regular tops.
Yeah.
But the oven itself is awesome.
Okay.
But the stove top is
So if Emily and I bring up something to put in the oven as a side.
Plenty of room, man.
Okay.
Plenty of room.
Remember, we're Italian.
It's okay.
Might be from Costco.
That's fine with me.
Most likely.
Nah, like I said, mashed potatoes and gravy and green bean casserole. That's probably going to be as far as I'm going to go.
You know, what's this green bean casserole?
Oh, I love green bean
casserole. Oh, you guys are bad. Luckily you're on the air. Otherwise, I'd be banning you from the air. Hello, my name is David, and I've not had a green bean casserole since last Thanksgiving, and I had one bite.
You're an anomaly.
I know. Oh, my God. Ugh. So, if you're looking at smoking a turkey, are you going to be marinating your turkey, putting it in a brine?
I'm
going to
brine it, yeah.
Okay, what's your brine?
I like, you know, with the regular salt brine, I like adding lemon, fresh rosemary, and fresh, what's the other one? Thyme. Oh. Yeah, that's what I like doing.
Okay.
And lots of lemon. Lemon really brightens everything up.
Lemon also works as a tenderizer.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm going to do. Just that's my usual chicken brine when I smoke regular chickens, and I've done turkey a couple times that way, and it seems to really come out good.
Emily, what sort of side dish are you looking at bringing up there?
Oh my goodness, I'm going to let him decide. Rob can say this is what I want you to make or bring.
I will bring a hand.
Find Costco.
I will bring my handcrafted Caesar salad.
That'll work. Yeah.
I'll make up the dressing and then chop it all up, and then we'll put it together while we're up there.
I'm more of a dessert person.
And I think that's what you should bring.
Ice cream. Yeah. Ice cream. Yeah. That's yeah. Ice cream. Some official dessert.
I'm gonna let Rob decide because his nephew. This is his his traditional.
Right.
Yeah. Like we care what the nephew wants.
I wish we could. His mother, my nephew's mother, she makes pumpkin pie from scratch.
Is it, it's a nephew, is it a sister or a brother's son?
This is my brother's son.
Okay.
Yeah. And his wife makes pumpkin pie.
I thought
from
I did
scratch.
Pretty good asking that question. You know, thinking of family lineage and tree. I'd looked that up on Google. Oh man! So, what sort of time frame are you looking at smoking it for? How many hours?
Well, depending on how big one I can get. I'm kind of
say a 15 pounder.
That's what I'm kind of thinking of. Something like that, 15. Yeah. 8 hours, maybe. Nice and low and slow.
Uh-huh.
Don't want to dry it out.
Yeah.
And I probably use apple wood. Apple wood's good with any kind of bird.
Yeah.
And that's probably the way I'm figuring about 8 hours. You know, if you can go a little quicker, but you know, I think it'll do. I've smoked them for up to 12 hours, but it always seems to dry out if you do it that long.
True. Hmm. You know, it I do it a little bit faster. I do about a 5 hour smoke. You know, I do about 230 to 240 degrees.
Right.
And it's just, and I use my WSM, my Weber Smoky Mountain, you know, the tube one.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the water bowl in there to keep that barrier between the protein and the fire. And oh man,
I go with the straight Weber 21 inch grill.
Yeah.
And I put a big pan of water underneath of it. So it almost, I don't want to say steams it, but it keeps the moisture coming up.
Yeah.
Because I'll fill that thing up, and if it gets low, I'll refill it.
And your drippings don't go into your heat.
Right.
So there's no flare-ups.
Right.
Boy, Fairbanks, I hope you're enjoying this master craft cooking, smoking,
I'm
endangered
hungry.
Species on the air. We're here to get you hungry. That's right.
Oh,
that's what we're here to do, make you drool. What sort of seasoning are you going to put on it?
Salt, pepper, you know, a little garlic. Nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey skin's never really done anything for me, you know.
It's
like chicken skin. I like chicken skin. Mm-hmm. Turkey skin, eh. Yeah, a little garlic.
You know, I love the turkey breast.
Oh,
I'm a white meat guy.
I'm a dark meat guy.
That's why we get along. We can finish off a turkey together. We each have our own private parts.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a Dallas fan. You're a
Philadelphia Eagles, baby. Yeah. Come on.
And you?
Me? What type of meat?
Yeah.
I like both. I really like the dark meat. It is my favorite.
Yeah, and then one of my favorite things to do is the next that night after you digest and you've come out of your food comatose is get one of the rolls and then put some gravy on it and then the chicken, the turkey breast and some cheese and just have a sandwich.
Yep. Yep. That's what you do when you wake up from your nap.
Now, are you gonna have stuffing?
Yes. I probably won't stuff the bird though because it's gonna take too long to cook.
Are you gonna have gravy?
Oh, boatloads.
You know, those are two both correct answers. You know, if you're going to have a turkey on Thanksgiving, you got to have the stuffing, be it one way or another, and you got to have the gravy.
Yeah. I'll take the drippings that are in the pan underneath, and I'll filter it like three or four different size signs, and then I'll go with a cheesecloth to make sure that everything's out of it because it's going to, you know, it will get a little grit in it from the grill.
Yeah.
And I will use that for my base for my gravy.
Okay.
And like I said, man, I will make plenty. You will have no problems with my quantity of gravy.
Well, isn't that special? We have a conundrum over not enough gravy, not with you.
No.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to the Fairbanks Foodies. I have both Rob Hicks and Emily Dove in the studio with me. When we get back, we're going to talk about other alternatives other than No ham. Forget the ham.
Oh, I love ham.
No ham. But other than the turkey, without ham. So we will be back.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Gold Stream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free. It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In the studio here with Emily Dove and Rob Hicks, we're talking about alternatives to Thanksgiving other than turkey and no ham. No ham. Now, last night I cooked a wonderful beef Wellington by taking and carving out the Chateaubriand out of the wonderful side of beef that comes with that. And so if you want to do that, getting that, you can go over to Costco a few days before. They're not going to run out like they like Tommy G's does. Or get a nice prime rib over there. You know, depending on how many people you have, if you've got a three-bone prime rib, you got about a 6 or 7 pound prime rib there, and that's good for about 5 people. So depending on what your size is and what you need, and I always like, you know, there's so many ways to cook a prime rib. What's your favorite way, Emily?
Oh boy,
on the spot.
No, don't ask me, ask Rob.
Rob, the color coordinator here. No. Rob, what's your favorite way to cook a prime rib?
Low and slow on the grill.
There you go.
That's just with the same thing.
Well, not everyone has a grill. How do you do it in the oven?
Ooh. I get my roasting pan out, and I get whole cloves of garlic, and I, you know,
jab them in there.
Pretty, you know, get a knife, make a hole, and just jab them in there, and then I usually, you know, salt, pepper, some rosemary, maybe, you know, season it up a little bit. And then just, like I said, low and slow. Everything's low and slow when it comes to that, because that just, it'll fall apart. It just, love it.
You know, if you have time to do it and spend some time prepping it, it's a lot of fun. What I used to do was get a roasting pan. I'd cook in the roasting pan. And in the roasting pan, I'd put a bottle of Zinfandel or Cabernet and water. And I'd bring the level just right up underneath to where the beef was. Then I would take the prime rib itself, and I'd get that beef base, you know, and I'd cover it with the beef base. And then I would take Executive Chef, and I would cover the, you know, put the Executive Chef on it. And then I would take the prime rib, and I'd put it at 500 degrees, just as hot as I could, and then turned it off. And, you know, for depending on how many pounds it was, you know, you go 30 minutes at 500 degrees, turn it off, and, you know, basically 10 to 12 minutes per pound. And then don't open up that door for anything, and then pull it out. And I'd always, also, I'd cheat. I'd have a temperature gauge in there. I just want to make sure it
helps.
And when it hit about, and with the oven off, when it hit about 128, 130 degrees, it was good. It wasn't, the temperature wasn't going to rise that much higher. So it was good, and you could just pull it out when that temperature got up to about 128 degrees, because then it's that, you know, the ends of it, the sides of it are more medium rare, and medium versus medium rare, and the inside is more medium rare medium. Excuse me, medium rare rare. So you have a good divergence of cooked there. So anyway,
I cover mine first. And I'm you know, maybe 350, just nice and easy and slow.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end, I'll take that cover off of that. Then I'll crank it up.
Yeah,
so I get
that crust
up
on there. Yep,
man,
yep.
That's good. I love that.
And you want that crust, because crust does a couple things. One, the texture, and the taste, and combining those two, sure. You need that crust.
Yep.
Yeah, the crust is my favorite part.
You know, it does not help in keeping in the juices, whether you believe that or not, or you whatever, but what it does is it provides a texture and a taste mm-hmm. on the meat.
Yep.
So, are you going to make mashed potatoes?
If
or am I going to make risotto?
Ooh, I love your risotto.
I know, but I need two spaces on your. I need two places on your.
Oh, you mean for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh yes, I'm definitely making mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you have copious amounts of gravy.
Copious amounts of gravy.
So you have mashed potatoes and stuffing.
I'll probably, if
you have to go with one, go with the stuffing.
Oh no, I'm getting mashed potatoes. I got
it. One more time. If you have to go with one, go with the stuffing.
You have to eat a little bit of everything together, right?
Right.
Like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
And you have to put a little bit of gravy on every bite.
And you got to have cranberry sauce. And
did you grow up?
I like the cranberry sauce with the berries and all that in it. I don't like
chill. Man, okay. You know, geez, you're wasting content space in your stomach on crap.
No.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Do you ever put cranberry sauce on your turkey sandwich?
You know, you use cranberries. You use cranberries for your foo-foo drink cocktails.
Oh, no,
make.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, you don't. Obviously, we're in disagreement over cranberry sauce. Fairbanks, I have a hostile crowd. Oh my God, they're revolting on me.
Yeah,
they're giving you a wide variety of different tastes and perceptions. There you go. How's that for being in politically
yeah, well,
correct?
Well, I'd rather argue about what we're eating for dinner than politics.
The politics of food, really? Oh my God. Oh geez, so. What time will the food service commence when we come up there?
Let's see. What is the third game is what? Usually 4:20 up here.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking 3:30-ish. After the second game. Sometime at the end of the second game. Believe me, the TV will be on it. You know, we'll be able to see it whatever time. But usually Thanksgiving is a 3:30 type of thing. Of course, you got to be able to take a nap and have time to get up and get a sandwich later. So
after your food comatose has waned.
There's a strategy to all of this.
You know, I wonder how many turkeys die because of Thanksgiving.
Oh, two. I you know, I actually
30 million?
At one point I remember hearing they said something about that, and it was a phenomenal number, just absolutely a phenomenal number.
Yeah.
Lots and lots is that's how many.
Oh boy, well, yeah, you know, and Fairbanks beef Wellington, steaks, you know.
Oh yeah.
Get your.
I'll never turn down a steak.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can get your wonderful meat there instead of just cutting out the Chateaubriand. you can make individual filet mignons. Yeah.
Yummy.
And
is that what we're having for dinner tonight?
No, we're going to the Greens.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe tomorrow night or Monday night. But anyway, yeah. So
I'm just teasing.
We have leftovers from our carving of the wonderful meat that we made the beef Wellington out of. So anyway, we have leftover incredible pieces of meat steak to cook up.
And I love leftovers.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. I love leftovers too.
Okay, so we got sort of that out of the way. What sort of beverages do you look at on a holiday?
I mean, there's always beer.
I always made spiced cider, like when I had my a huge family gathering, I'd make some spice.
Thank God for beer over the spiced cider.
I'd put it in my slow cooker. I'd make us,
we could cider, come up with a
mulling spices.
We could come up with a cranberry type drink, cranberry and vodka. What do they call that? Cranberry and vodka.
Mine was now alcoholic.
What a Moscow Mule vodka.
What did they call that? Something a Cape Cod or something like that. I can't remember.
We'll have to look that up.
That's a fun part. You know, I remember one year I got bought a thing of cranberries, and that thing lasted like 2 or 3 months with and it's just used for beverages. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that bag of cranberries lasts a long time.
Yeah, they do. I got, what's the vodka place down there on Van Horn? I can't remember the name now. It's been a while.
Oh,
the distillery.
Yeah.
Darn it.
I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah, me too. But they had a really, really good cranberry liqueur that was really good. I did like that. That made real nice drinks.
I think you made me one last
time. I think I did. Yeah. I think I did. Yeah.
I think actually you made me two. Or it was good.
Just to make sure the first one was what it was supposed to be.
Now I got to know the name of the place.
You have Ursa Major out there in Esther. And this one is Hoarfrost.
Hoarfrost.
Yeah.
You know, I swear I drove by there and saw a for sale sign.
The business is for sale, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, think about that. You have to be well at distilling, items to own that and operate that. So that's just not the type of property or business that someone just off the street can come in and do.
Right.
So, what the heck? Oh, well. So, dessert.
Ice cream.
Pumpkin pie.
I wish I
there is no wrong answer.
No. My sister-in-law, she makes it from scratch, and I'm spoiled because, from scratch is unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
It's the stuff you get at the store for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely
good. And, hey, it's like $7 at Costco for the big one.
There you go.
And if you want to cheat, get their $4.99 chicken. And to call it a turkey.
Now, did she make it like from fresh pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
She cooks the pumpkin down, smushes it up, and puts seasons. I have no idea.
What sort of spice rub are you going to use on your turkey on Thanksgiving?
A spice rub?
Yeah, spice rub.
I think it's just going to be a combination of garlic, because I'm going to already marinate it in the rosemary and thyme. Yeah. So I might put a little more rosemary and thyme on it.
Garlic, onion powder, some salt and pepper, the basics. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Just the basic stuff.
Well, any final comments there, Emily?
Did you have to do that? Final comments. My brain was somewhere else for a few seconds.
Probably on the beverages.
Yes, it was, actually. I was thinking about that cranberry.
Liqueur.
Yeah. I am looking forward to that.
And final comments, Rob?
No, just going to hope for you. Hopefully, it's going to be a real nice day, and it's not going to be minus 45 degrees out, I can get out there and smoke the turkey.
My final comments are, Fairbanks, if you don't have your turkey or whatever, go get it today. It's a Saturday. Go get it today.
Yeah, you don't want to wait forever, that's for sure.
You have a great day, and we will see you after Thanksgiving.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.